Well, it's time to find out what's doing around the Upper Hunter Shire Council area this morning with General Manager Glenn Inglis. Glenn, are you well?
Yes, mate, all good. You?
Very well, thank you very much. So Upper Hunter is still remaining on level 2 water restrictions despite all the weather we've had recently.
Council, at their last council meeting, decided to keep the current arrangements in place, that being level 2 for Aberdeen, Murrurundi and Scone, and the retention of level 1 for Merriwar and Cassilis. Yeah, so notwithstanding the rains and stuff that we've had in, well, recent times, we're keeping the current levels in place.
Does that get reviewed at every meeting, or is it more sporadic than that, Glenn?
Not every meeting. It really comes up. Each level has got what they call a trigger point.
Yep.
And as you near those trigger points, of course, that's when you tend to report. So the trigger points are not changing, and you're nowhere near that next level for a change. Oh, you do sort of general monthly reports on where things are at, dam levels, river flows, those sorts of things.
Mm.
But no, only when trigger points are sort of met or about to be met in accordance with the management plan.
All righty. And just staying on water, there's been discussed looking at options for water needs for Blandford, Wingen and Parkville.
Council, as a result of some community consultation some period back, there was a desire, particularly as a result of the new pipeline going in from Scone to Murrurundi, it was decided to have a look at what was available as part of that in relation to providing, well, a reticulated service, which basically just means like a town service, which neither, you know, Parkville, Wingen and Blandford don't have now.
Mm.
So we did some design plans on how that would look, but more importantly, how much that would cost and all the rest of it. So we had meetings in Parkville, Wingen and Blandford to put that, some brochures put out on what it all meant. The last council meeting basically dealt with the feedback from the community on that. The feedback was pretty strong on the fact that, yep, it's a great idea, but it's too expensive. It was basically looking at around $20,000 per household for connection, but that would give you a full town service, so treated water, potable water. But the community felt quite strong, actually, that was too expensive. And so what other sort of options would be available? So last night at the council meeting, we dealt with all that feedback, and the council has resolved to have a look at some design plans and go back to the community around a cheaper connection.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, a lesser service. It's what they call a sort of rural supply service. And also to look at installing standpipes in each community. There was strong community feedback that the ability to have a standpipe in each, standpipe basically means where you can go along with your own tanks and connect up and get a constant supply of water. They tend to operate on a credit card system, pretty high tech these days, but so each town was fairly keen to see what, have one of them and what would that cost. So we've got to go away now, do a little bit more work, and then go back to the community with that information and see how they feel about a sort of downsized service.
Okay, and one last thing before I let you go. Council's acting to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Now, I could make a joke about asking councillors to speak less. That would be a good start.
No comment. but you're right. Council resolved last year to have a look at this. Basically, the goal is to be carbon neutral by 2030. So to kick that off, it's always good to do a baseline analysis, what they call an emissions profile. In other words, where are we contributing currently? What are our major contributors towards greenhouse gas so that we can target those areas in relation to reduction strategies? So we did that, the council, and the report's available on our website. Our major contribution as a local government authority is landfills.
Yeah.
Would you have thought that, Andrew?
That's probably not what was first in my mind, but yes, I can see that, yeah.
Yeah, it's the methane gas that escapes from our landfills. That is our 46% of our greenhouse gas emissions as a local government authority come from landfill, and that's principally methane gas. So clearly an area to target there, and there's a range of things you can do that. Some councils are now even capturing that methane and turning it into electricity. So there's a whole range of things you can do. Some of our other areas where we contribute to greenhouse gas emissions, transport, of course, because we have a large fleet of trucks and vehicles.
Yep.
So that's that contributes about 15%. And our other big contributor is street lighting, electricity consumption there, about 8%. So, yeah, so a report on to set the baseline for all our current areas that we contribute, and the goal is to be put in place strategies to be carbon neutral by 2030.
I look forward to hearing more about that as the years progress. Glenn Inglis, General Manager of Upper Hunter Shire Council, thank you very much for keeping us up to date this morning.
Thanks, Andrew. See you.